The White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives is small by government standards, but it reflects big aspirations to change the way help comes to the poor. Now, for a second time, it's facing criticism from one of its own former officials. In an online column, David Kuo criticized the White House for failing to fund the president's goals. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
When candidate George Bush defined compassionate conservatism in July 1999, his words were aimed at redefining the relationship between government and charities, and it inspired a following of Republicans who wanted to shed their image as stingy and unfeeling toward the poor.
We found that government can spend money, but it cannot put hope in our hearts or a sense of purpose in our lives. This is done in churches and synagogues and mosques and charities that warm the cold of life.
If Bush hadn't laid out such a compelling vision for serving the poor, I don't think the loss would be so profound.
That's David Kuo, who joined President Bush's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives when it was formed the first month of the Bush presidency. He said the president laid out a historic change in political philosophy, inviting religious organizations to play a more active role in helping the government help those in need. But Kuo, who left the White House 14 months ago, says the initiative fell short.
There have been a lot of important initiatives that have been announced, grandly announced, during the last 3 years. Unfortunately, if you look at the funding for those programs, they're very, very, very meager.
He says Mr. Bush pledged to spend $8 billion a year on the initiatives, such as drug and alcohol treatment programs, mentoring programs for children of prisoners, and gang programs. But, he says, the government has spent only about $500 million in 4 years. And while Congress threw obstacles in the way, he says, officials in the White House did not push hard enough. For example, by not making a tax cut for charitable contributions a top priority.
Capitol Hill leadership knows what the White House truly wants, and I don't think that the message was sent that this is something that the White House absolutely wanted.
I don't think it's true.
That's Jim Toohey, who heads the faith-based office. He says the president fought tooth and nail for money for the poor, despite the fact that 9/11 completely rearranged the president's budget priorities.
The success isn't measured simply by the dollars appropriated. He's transforming the way Americans talk about providing social services for the poor. He's giving the drug addict a choice and ownership in their recovery. That's exciting stuff, and I think it shows how committed President Bush has been to this.
To Michael Cromarty at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, a conservative think tank, David Kuo's missive could not have come at a worse time. Even this week, Toohey and others are trying to jumpstart the faith-based initiative on Capitol Hill. Cromarty says this column is bound to show critics where to attack.
A lot of blood on the water, streaming blood on the water. A lot of the president's critics really are either hostile to religion and they're hostile to the faith-based initiative, and this will just give them more fuel and ammunition to attack the initiative.
David Kuo says he doesn't mean it that way. He says this is not a White House failure. It's a failure of Washington politics, which has, quote, conspired against the poor. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.